you're going up against a team like this, how do you all keep your preparation the same? I've heard a number of guys saying that they want to try and make it, the same as always. How do you keep it the same?
I think coach is preaching since day one. We treat each week as a championship week, so it doesn't really matter as much of the opponent. We focus more on our preparation and the process of each day and what we have to do for the game.
What makes this defense as good as it has been over the course of the season?
They're getting turnovers. I think they're plus 14 or 15. They might be leading the league in the differential. They have a good corner on the outside. He's making great plays on the ball. They're just a solid team. Great front seven. The guy in the middle is one of the best players in the league. So they're a talented group. Their defense does a good job. Their offense controls the ball. So they really play well together.
You've certainly got a chance to show what you're capable of. To what do you attribute your personal success over these last few years?
I think I've just been the recipient of some good play design down by the red zone. Kyle drew up some good stuff, and I just happened to be the guy that leaked out. So offense just happened to be the guy in the position during that play.
There's been some talk and a little bit of controversy surrounding the play calling and things of that nature. You mentioned the red zone as well. What do people who are making those criticisms, what do they not know about Kyle Shanahan and his offense and maybe the things that Matt is seeing back there? What are we missing?
I don't know if it's anything that's missing. I think just sometimes when things go so well and then they take a sharp turn, we kind of just naturally want to pin it on something or someone, or there has to be some type of reason instead of it could just be a combination of things. Like in the beginning of the season, in a game, you really draw up five or six plays, and when those plays and opportunities pop up, you got to hit them, and that's how you score points and win games. And I just think we hadn't been hitting those plays as of late. And I don't know if it's the play design or a guy, dropping a pass or missing a block as much as, the particular call. So, I don't really think it's like a big mystery or any kind of secret or like we just buckle in the red zone. I think it's just been a combination of things leading up to it, and I guess that has been the focus in the media and stuff like that. But I don't think there's any like major issue, in the red zone or anything like that. I just think when you get down in those situations, you got to execute just like you got to do on third down, just like you got to do on special teams.